give up your job, you throw away all your security, and then you expect me to be happy about it.
It is a glorious day here at Zender headquarters. Glorious, glorious, glorious. No, it is not. I am kidding you. It's all a joke. It is not glorious. It is winter, late winter, early spring. Spring is too far off for me. I got a touch of the sad, S-A-D. Oh, I don't want to tell you about it. It is a tale of woe. It is a tale of woe. Seasonal affective disorder. I get all messed up when the sun go away and the warmth go away. Oh, woo-hoo-hoo. Me got MWF. Me got sad. Yeah, me got that. S-A-D. Me also got MWF. Me want Florida. Are we on? Oh, that's good. Martin Zender, again, climbing into the cockpit of mature scriptural rebel. Who wrote this? Climbing. You think I write this? You think I write all this stuff? No. Climbing into the cockpit of mature scriptural revelation. High atop the post office in my Office Max faux leather plastic wheeled butt supporter. I wrote that. Thanks. We're going to go back to the Catholic book, Unit 3, How We Should Obey God. Look, you ought to see the picture on this page. There's Moses, and God is above him. God, I don't know if you know this, has a long white beard, goes down about the top of his breastbone. He's got white, according to this picture, white eyebrows. Yeah, he's got this thing that looks behind him, looks like a sun, but actually it's a halo, and he loves Roman numerals. God loves Roman numerals. Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six. That's French. The law was carved in Roman numerals, as you know. The book says on page 44, the Catholic book here, God gave the Ten Commandments to us through Moses. He gave them to Moses on Mount Sinai. They were written on tablets of stone, the same substance that bashed your skull in when you didn't obey him. And then they list the Ten Commandments here on page 45. I'm talking too fast again, sorry. We must all obey these 10 laws of God, says the book. When I obey these laws, I show God that I love him. Conversely, I guess, you'd have to say that if I disobey these laws, I show God that I hate him. God made me for heaven. I want to be happy forever with God in heaven. These 10 laws of God will help me get to heaven. Wrong. The liars. That is so wrong. Did you know, if you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 says that the letter is killing. The letter of this law kills. In verse 7 of that chapter, it's called a dispensation of death. In verse 9, a dispensation of condemnation. I go back to the little girl, and I see her. No wonder she has this look on her face. It appears to be a look of peace, but actually it's a mesmerization. She's mesmerized at the task before her. For the task before her is this. Not only must she obey the Ten Commandments, but she must obey every other law of Moses. And there was about 630-something laws of Moses. Not just 10, but all kinds of laws. And she had to do them. And if she failed, she'd be condemned for all eternity. That's not how it is. Because Christ has freed us from the law of sin and death. The law came as a tutor to lead us to Christ. I'm going to leave you with a happy thought here at the end of this week. I'm going to leave you with a happy thought. Let's just go right to Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. For freedom, Christ frees us. Now, I'm going to give you a little inside information here. Whenever you see two words used together in the same sentence, it's very significant. Extra emphasis is being put on that. For freedom, Christ frees us. How many people believe that Christ frees us only so we can then get ourselves into more responsible forms of bondage? Christ freed me, therefore I'm going to put my nose to the grindstone and make sure I don't do anything wrong. Christ freed me, therefore I'm going to join this organization. I get out of that one, I'm going to join this one. No, listen to this. For freedom, Christ frees us. It's such a foreign concept to people that it had to be repeated twice. Christ frees you for freedom. You're not now supposed to graduate into a more holy form of bondage or into a lesser form of bondage. You're freed completely. You're freed from the law of Moses. You're freed from praying the statues. You're freed from having to obey. And here's the paradox. The more you realize that, the more you're going to love God from your heart. The more you realize that, hey, He really is not kidding when He says that there's no more condemnation. That's the paradox. You're going to love God even more. I'm going to head back to the Catholic Board. I'm going to wrap a few things up here. Yeah, I know. I never got you to Mel. Sorry, Mel. We're going to talk about the Passion of the Christ on Monday. God knows what else we're going to do, but I'm going to try to give you something every day where you learn one thing about God and you see a more glorious God. That's my goal for you, a more glorious God. He's there. We're coming to a realization of it. Believe in God no matter what the clergy tell you. I'm Martin Zender.